There's a standoff between Italian officials and a rescue ship carrying hundreds of migrants and refugees. Now, people on a vessel operated by Doctors Without Borders are waiting for permission to disembark in Catania. The boat carrying 572 passengers docked earlier on Monday, but authorities only allowed minors, families, and people with health issues to leave the ship. Another rescue ship arrived in Italy on Saturday. Humanity One, that's its name, was allowed to dock in Catania as well, but now has been ordered to leave the Sicilian port. Its captain, however, refuses to go until everyone on board is allowed to leave, and he is threatening to go to court over this. So far, 144 people, including minors and people with health conditions, have been let off the ship. Dozens of single men were refused that permission. Let's bring in Tony Bertley now. He joins us from the port of Catania. So, Tony, where are we with this? The ships are still refusing to leave, I assume.
Absolutely. No one's budging an inch on this matter at the moment. There's pride and pressure at stake, and I think the pride is from the Italian government. This is very much a political decision that was basically born out of the Prime Minister, Ms. Meloni, about wanting to have a hard crackdown on migration. And this is probably the end result of that. They're making a stand on this. It seems unfair to many people, especially the humanitarian organizations who are helping these people. And they're talking about the terrible, harrowing trauma they've been going through in order to get to this point. And then their terrible disappointment and not being able to disembark and start a new life and be processed here. It's very difficult. I mean, the desperation is shown. Not so long ago, three people from the Gio Barents, three migrants, threw themselves into the water, tried to escape that way. They were caught and brought back by the Italian police. But it shows the amount of desperation, and that's only building, and I think the tension also. But at the moment, as you said before, the captain of the ship, they're saying they're not budging. The government has not said anything about what they're going to do now, but this is probably playing to the supporters who voted for Ms. Meloni, because this is exactly what they wanted. They see this as an invasion. They see this as basically the humanitarian organizations actually being the enemy. So this is playing. So the difficulty is now, how do we move on? What's going to go budge first? Who's going to blink? It's very difficult to say at the moment.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. There are another two rescue ships in the area. The German-run Rise Above is here. It's overcrowded with 93 people on a boat that's only 25 meters long. And the Ocean Viking is anchored just nearby. That one is operated by the European charity SOS Méditerranée, and it is carrying 234 migrants. Neither ship has received a response to repeated requests to dock.